Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did he specifically say, hey, once opening day gets here, don't want to talk about a new deal? Or is it something that you guys can have an ongoing discussion about?
You know, there's not going to discuss any negotiations that are happening in private or discussions. There's no baseball MLB rule or deadline, but we will follow Garrett's lead in terms of the desire to have conversations, given the nature where he's here. He's like I said, anchoring our rotation, and any discussions about what happens 2-3 years from now, we'll keep private.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI opening day. Happy Woo! To all who celebrate the second.
Yeah.
Of the holiest high holiday.
It's right up there.
Sports holidays out there.
Last Thursday, tournament gets underway. That's
I kind of boxed
day.
Myself yeah. in by saying that last week.
Next month, you get WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Two-night affair.
We already
Saturday
settled,
and Sunday.
We already settled our Mount Rushmore for best
right.
sporting days on the calendar.
This is one of them.
It's
Red Sox opening day. It's not Major League Baseball's opening day. They obviously did that in Japan, but the Red Sox opening day is today.
And then you get Tampa because of their dome that they're playing in. They figured one extra day would solve that. So Tampa opens tomorrow.
Great.
Which I still don't get. One day, they're like, we need a day.
Guys, it's kind of a mess, but tomorrow we should be good. Like, okay.
I
have all our best men working on it.
I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
Not to laugh at the misfortune down there, but I didn't quite get the extra day there. So you can jump in all day long, 617-779-7937. We'll give you all our MLB predictions coming up about 15 minutes from now at 10:45 and at 11 o'clock sharp. You're not going to want to miss it.
Woo, boy.
Our dong pool draft.
I'm excited for
most
this.
Home runs. We'll be following it all season long. We'll be mm-hmm. drafting live at 11 o'clock. Don't miss it. Bradfoe, 11:30. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket at 11:45. So lots of good stuff for you today on opening day here on WEEI. You heard Sam Kennedy this morning, front office report on the Greg Hill Show, discussing Garrett Crochet, his contract extension. We're not going to talk about it. Crochet said, once we hit opening day, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be asked about it. Obviously, they're going to be exchanging numbers, I'd imagine, once a week all year long. Like, I know they both say they don't want to talk about it, but the Red Sox will be negotiating through Crochet and his agent, proof being Alex Cora said he didn't want to talk about it last year, and they announced an extension in season. I heard Middlebrooks today. With
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said if the Red Sox offered 5 years, 125, and he was Crochet, he'd take it.
He's not Crochet.
Yeah, he is definitely not.
And listen, I'd take it too. If he offered me 5 for 5, I'd take it.
Right.
But I'm not him. And if he's betting on himself, and he kind of strikes me as a guy that would be, I think you pitch out the season, and then 125 turns into 225, 325. Seriously, Yamamoto never pitched in the majors. I know it's apples to oranges. He's just a straight-up free agent. He doesn't have 2 years of control. So I understand that you're not going to get the same amount as Yamamoto. But never even pitched in the majors. Got 12 for 325. You think this guy's taking 125?
I don't think 125.
I don't think so.
I've said before, if they plunk down the Max Fried deal in front of him.
Yeah.
And Fried is older, but Fried was also a free agent and had all the baseball bidding on him.
And a track record, too.
A track record of being top five in the Cy Young, and he doesn't have the long injury history of Garrett Crochet. If they plunk down the Max Fried, Corbin Burns deal in front of him.
Yeah.
And he said no, I would side with the Red Sox. I'd be like, that is a fair offer to get something done for Garrett Crochet. It's not top dollar Yamamoto.
No. But, and that's extreme. But
the team is taking on some risk with you.
No doubt.
And so I think that would be fair. 125 would be insulting, and that's probably what the Red Sox are offering.
They might be. Yeah, 125, I mean, it's a ton of money, but that doesn't put you in the top 10 for pitcher contracts. Burns and Fried both got over 200 total value this offseason. Burns is 6 for 210. Fried is 8 for 218. Now, there's a lot of different ways to sort of go around that because they were free agents, but they were also 30.
Correct.
So Crochet has 2 years of team control, but he's 25. So out of all the top contracts in all of baseball, all those guys signed late 30s or 30s. So like he also has that. Now, I guess what you would say if you're the Red Sox is, well, 5 for 125, yeah, that's $25 million a year, but what it also does is it gives you a big raise over these 2 years. So if you just play out this year, you're making whatever it is, not a lot.
Right.
Same with next year.
He has a big year, he'll make something in arbitration, but it won't be that.
Yeah. No, it won't be $25 million.
Right.
So you sort of have to look at it that way. But I just...
And you'd hit the market again at 30. So, I mean, there is value in taking a five-year deal now. You'd hit the market a second time at 30 as opposed to waiting 2 years, really cashing in, and hitting it again at, whatever, 32.
Now, if I'm Crochet, the only way I would sign that is if there's, like, a lot of opt-outs. But if I'm the Red Sox, what's the point of doing that?
Right.
Right? Because it's like, did you sign Alex Bregman to a three-year deal or a one-year deal? Well, it's up to him.
So, best-case scenario, Keith.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not best-case scenario. Best guess, rather.
Okay.
Do they get a contract extension worked out with Crochet this season?
No.
I don't think so either.
Because opening day is at 4 o'clock today. Or no, 3 o'clock? No, 4. What's the first pitch?
4.
Pre-game 3:05 here. First pitch 4:05. So unless they get a deal done in the next 6 hours, I don't think they get a deal done.
Okay, got it.
I think Crochet, like, I'll believe
because
Crochet.
Because you think Crochet won't negotiate in season?
Yeah.
I don't buy that for a second. You don't think he'll negotiate in season?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I don't think he wants to, and I think his agent would be the one that does it, and he'd probably say, like, don't even wake me up until it's over $200 million, and I don't think it'll get over $200 million. So maybe a little nuance. Maybe it's not that they won't negotiate. I just don't think it's going to get to the point where they're really going to have a sit-down. I don't think either one's going to be serious enough about it.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. If they gave him his number in June, he'd take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to give him his number. No, I agree.
Do you think he has a number? Do you think they've communicated the number? Or do you think it's just sort of like, what do you think the number is?
Well.
Because it's a bit of a standoff because, like, he's under team control for 2 years. So does his agent say, like, does his agent approach the Red Sox and is like, this is what we want? Or do the Red Sox approach him and be like, hey, let's try to do this? Because the Red Sox have gone to some of their other guys who are under team control, and they got Bayo, they got Rafaela to agree to deals, but Casas was like, no.
Well, I guess I don't know, because Crochet reportedly was pretty demanding at the trade deadline last year, so maybe he came right out and was like, yeah, this is my number and I want it, or via his agent.
Yeah.
My guess is, and this is the guess, the way it mostly goes is you wait until the team approaches you, see where they're at, and then... Maybe you counter, or maybe you don't, depending on how insulting the offer is. You say, guys, we'll just play this out. But
I don't think they get something done.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I think it's because the team is probably closer to where Middlebrooks is at than the Max Fried deal we were discussing, or the Corbin Burns deal we were discussing.
Yeah, this could be tricky, too, because then if you don't get a deal done this season, now you go into next year, and you're like, all right, you still have a chance, right? He's coming back, hopefully off a really good year. For both parties, and then you're saying, all right, let's get something done. But then if you're him, you're saying, well, price has gone way up,
right?
And I'm only 1 year away from everybody bidding on me. So
yeah, so this is the thing with him.
Yeah,
I have no problem if they don't pay him right now. I don't care.
Same.
But if John Henry is worried about paying a pitcher $350 million or whatever, $400 million, and he's not going to do that, well, then you better get out there and pay him now. Because if he does what you think he's going to do, what we all hope he's going to do, the price tag's only going up. So if you're willing to pay that in a year, go ahead, drag it out. I don't care. But if you're never willing to pay that, then I don't get what they're dragging their feet on.
So not to get tied down to like the minutiae of all the different details, but like, would you be, as the Red Sox, open to a deal where, let's say it's 5 for 125 like Middlebrook suggested, but there's an opt-out after the third year. So meaning Crochet gets a huge bump this year and next year, which you wouldn't make $50 million over the next 2 years.
You get an extra year of control.
One more year, and then you're like, all right, then we can see what you're doing. That might be fair for both.
Yeah.
Because he gets a huge raise for 2 years, which I don't think should be completely overlooked. And, yeah, you're not locking him up for 10 years, but it's also a pitcher. That could be a dangerous game to lock somebody up for 10 years.
Something like that.
That could be a win-win.
That could be a win-win. You get an extra year of control. He gets some money up front. He's still hitting the market at age, whatever it is, 28.
27 or 8, yeah. And so, he could make a huge killing, whether it's from you or somebody else.
Something like that. 5-1-25, you can opt out after year 3 and 4, and maybe something like that.
Because if it was 5-1-25 with no opt-outs, I feel like that'd be not a smart signing by Crochet.
I'd laugh in their face if I were Crochet and his agent.
Yeah, because the contracts, I'd be like, Bregman, now I know Bregman has a track record, but Bregman just got $40 million average annual, and you're trying to lock me in for 25 for the next 5 years? Like, I don't think he's signing that.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What are your actual expectations today? I was on the betting apps this morning, Keith.
Hoss of the week. He's going to be the Hoss of the week for many, many weeks, I feel like, this year. What's the over? Oh, you were on the betting apps? What's his strikeout at?
6.5.
Over.
Well, I mean, I absolutely bet it. So, I mean, too late.
Is that in the first 3 innings?
I bet the crap out of that today.
Give me the over.
It was minus money for the over. I forget. Yeah. It was minus, I don't recall, 105, something like that. But it was minus money for the over, but I bet it. You better believe I bet it.
I am all in.
So, no, I mean, it's exciting to have a guy like this that you're looking forward to seeing, and he could punch out 15 today for all we know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it could be not that he's Pedro, but it could be like one of those starts where he gets on the mound and you're like, when's the last time we saw this? So that's
probably Sale.
That's in play. Yeah, Sale's a good one.
And Sale came in, he was much more established. But when Sale first came over, that was a massive deal. When they got him, I think they traded for him at the very December of 2016. So he was ready to go for the 17 season. And that was a big deal. Like, I'm not going to, just because it ended really poorly.
No.
Sale was a beast for a while.
Probably for the first time since Sale.
It was probably Pedro. Maybe, was there a season or two of Beckett?
Yeah.
So it was probably Pedro.
But Beckett's first season was poor, right? I thought they got Beckett in 06.
All right, let me double check. Oh, so then the next year. Yeah, I'm telling you, he was an other year guy.
Yeah, so Beckett in 07 was a monster. I thought
Beckett's first year was 06. Yeah, he was not great.
5 year, right?
Yeah, and I think
he did. Then he won 20 games in 07 and was second in the Cy Young. So 07, he was great. The team was obviously great, too.
But you were excited to see Beckett.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, those type of games were in play. That's back in play with this guy.
Oh, but over the last 25 years, I don't think it's hyperbole to say he's one of the five most anticipated starters to see every fifth day.
So what are your expectations for the Red Sox and Garrett Crochet? You can jump in here. Carter is in Malden. Go ahead, Carter.
Carter.
Morning, guys. Sorry about that.
All good.
Hey, quick question. What's the hurry to lock this guy up, though? I mean, his arm's going to fall off, possibly.
So, Carter,
two, three starts.
Possible.
In general, I kind of agree with you. What's the hurry? What best I can tell, the hurry would be if John Henry doesn't want to pay a pitcher $300 million, then pay this guy now because the price tag's only going up. That would be the urgency in doing it now.
Yeah, risky. Very risky. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like it. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
He is
risky. No, I get it. That's a fair take. He is.
Like, that's fair to say.
He's risky, but you and I also aren't spending that extra $100 million. So you and I are both like, you know what? Pitch the next 2 years for all I care, then offer him $300 million.
Right.
But I don't think that's how they do business there.
I don't either.
So, yeah.
And I'm also, it's easy to say it's not my money.
Yeah.
I'm not risk averse. And the Red Sox are the kind of team that can take on a risky deal. You know, you're the Kansas City Royals or the Florida Marlins or whatever. You can't do that.
Right.
You're the Red Sox, you can do that.
I mean, you paid Chris Sale to win the Cy Young somewhere else. You paid Ruznay Castillo to just rake at Pawtucket for years.
You're about to pay Yoshida
Panda,
to go play
Crawford,
somewhere else.
You paid all these guys.
So what's another bad contract? Yeah.